Using Scripture in Spiritual Warfare. When St. Paul wrote to the Ephesians, he signed off his letter with this reminder. Our struggle is not against enemies of blood and flesh, he says, but against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly places. That reminder is also directed towards us. When we enter into our relationship with God in baptism, we are freed from the clutches of evil and step into a new identity as a beloved son or daughter of God. So why does Paul talk about struggling against spiritual forces of evil? Because despite the fact that Jesus' sacrifice has won the victory for us over sin and death, the devil and his minions are still active and constantly trying to find ways to recapture us. In a sense, it's as if the enemy is retreating from the battlefield, having been defeated, but is still trying to create as much havoc as possible as he leaves. One of the enemy's tactics is to try to make himself look bigger and more powerful than he actually is in order to intimidate us. Another tactic is to try to attract us to join his side by holding out to us a mirage of illicit pleasures and false comforts. He tries to lure us into his trap by presenting to us a view of life that is contrary to the gospel and at odds with the way of life that Jesus wants for us, which is the way of life that ultimately leads us into freedom and liberates us from the world of sin. As you can see, all of the enemy's tactics depend on lies. Jesus calls Satan the father of lies because lies are his main weapon. In the Garden of Eden, he told Eve lies about the nature of God and about her identity. He told her God was untruthful and was lying to her and Adam, and that led them into sin. He told Adam and Eve that God was holding out on them, and that if they wanted to, they could become like God. The enemy also lies to us, and when we believe those lies, we are tempted to sin, just as Eve was. However, we can avoid entering into agreement with the forces of darkness by rejecting those lies daily and by announcing the truth. So what kind of lies does the enemy level against us? He lies to us about the nature of God, telling us that God is vengeful, that he is lying to us, that he doesn't love us at all. He tells us that God is cruel and unjust. Sometimes he tells us that God doesn't mind that much when we sin. Sometimes he tells us that God loves to see us suffer and that the ills and disasters that take place in the world are all because God is heartless and capricious. He also tells us lies about ourselves and about our true identity. He tells us we are unloved and unlovable, that God has abandoned us, that if we trust God we will be hurt, that we are somehow shameful, and that our sins are unforgivable. He tells us that there is no help from heaven and that we have to figure things out on our own. And he tells us that we will find fulfillment, relief, or comfort through sin. And he tells us lies about other people. And because of those lies, we begin to judge others on the basis of their behaviour or their appearance or their deficiencies. We begin to gossip about other people. We criticise them behind their back, and sometimes we even tell lies about other people because it will put them in an unfavourable light or make us look better than they are. One of the best ways we can combat the lies of the evil one is by proclaiming the truths contained in sacred scripture. Scripture is a powerful weapon against the devil's attacks. When the enemy tells us we are unloved or unlovable, we can counter with the truth that God loves us so much that Jesus died for us, and with the words from John chapter 15, "No one has greater love than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends." When the enemy suggests to us that God has abandoned us and that we are completely alone, we can resist that temptation by reminding him of the truth contained in Hebrews 13:5, that God will never leave you or forsake you. If we are beleaguered by the enemy's lies, that if we trust in God, we will be hurt or disappointed. We can fight back with the truth contained in Psalm 91. Because you have made the Lord your refuge, no evil shall befall you, no scourge come near your tent. If the enemy tells us that we have nothing to live for and that life will end badly for us, we can combat those lies by remembering the words of St. Paul in Philippians 1:6, that we can be confident that he who began a good work in you will carry it on to completion until the day of Christ Jesus. There are many more scripture passages like these that we can address to the enemy to free ourselves from the oppression of his lies and temptations. Of course, we are bombarded with temptations and lies every day, and the enemy won't wait around while we search the Bible for appropriate passages to throw at him. So it's a worthwhile exercise to memorize passages from Scripture so that whenever we are confronted by the lies and temptations of the evil one, we are ready to combat them with the truth. Many of us are familiar with passages from Scripture because we hear them all the time when we go to Mass. But it's also a very healthy practice to read Scripture daily in order to allow it to sink into our thoughts and our feelings. This is especially the case when we read the Gospels. As a professor of Christology once said, the Gospels are the best corrective of our faith image of Jesus. In other words, when we read the stories about Jesus contained in the Gospels, it dispels any false notions that we have about him, because he is presented to us as a loving Saviour who was constantly concerned for people's welfare, healing and enlightenment, and dealt tenderly and personally with all those people that he healed. Spiritual warfare is part of the Christian way of life, and it's one of the main ways that we can avoid discouragement as we continue on the path to holiness. It's also one of the main ways that we can press home Christ's victory over the enemy. The fight takes place in every human heart, including our own, and we can resist the lies of the enemy by countering them with the words contained in Scripture. The battle is real, and if we are to come safely to the gates of heaven, we must engage in the fight. There is no better weapon than the words of Scripture. Let's resolve to learn the liberating truths contained in the Old and New Testament. And as Paul reminds us in Ephesians 6:17, do battle against the forces of evil with the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, you have already won the victory over the enemy. I ask you to equip me to take my place in the spiritual battle. Help me to believe the truths that I find in the Word of God, that you are sovereign, that I have nothing to fear because you love me, and that the power of your Holy Spirit that I received in baptism lives in me. Protect me, Lord, from any attack of the evil one, and in my hour of need, remind me of the words of sacred Scripture. Guard my body, my mind, and my heart from any harm, and pour out your Spirit upon me. Amen.